Not the easiest parable to hear on this Monday morning. Makes us wonder what Jesus thinks of the American dream and our endless pursuit of more stuff. I had a friend who spent some time with the Franciscans, and every 3 months they would do what they called a poverty check. They would go through their cell, their room. If there was anything in their room that they hadn't touched in 3 months, they had to get rid of it. I probably have stuff I haven't touched in 3 years. And we like to store up our stuff. You know, I wonder again, like all the self-storage units that go up all around us. How does that reconcile with the gospel we heard this morning? For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Thus will it be for the one who stores up himself, treasures for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. One of the issues with this man who was tearing down barns to build bigger ones, his life was focused on himself. If we recall from yesterday's gospel that we are created in the image of God, a Trinitarian relationship of self-gift. That everything the Father had was given to the Son. The Son returned that with a complete and total gift of self. So when we are in the image of God, this is one of the ways that we live into that image, is that we have that posture of self-gift. The man in the gospel was trying to cling and grasp. And so we just ask for that grace to let go of the things of this world that don't really matter, so that our hearts are open, our hearts are empty to receive all the Lord wants to give us. Because that's only what really matters, is what God wants for us. So we pray to let go of all the things that keep us from receiving what God wants, so that we can be rich in the things that matter to God.